Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Robert's Rules in Plain English by Doris P. Zimmerman is a practical nonfiction guide to parliamentary procedure and meeting management. Written in a clear, accessible style, it translates the formal language of Robert's Rules of Order into everyday English so that readers can understand how meetings work, how motions are handled, and how decisions are made fairly and efficiently. The book is designed for people who need to participate in or lead structured meetings, but do not want to study a dense legal or technical manual. As a second edition, it also reflects more modern meeting contexts, including electronic meetings and internet usage. Zimmerman brings professional parliamentary credentials to the subject, which gives the book authority while keeping the presentation approachable. The result is a compact reference that balances accuracy with usability, making it especially valuable for organizations that rely on orderly procedures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning formal parliamentary rules into usable everyday language. The central achievement of the book is its translation of Robert's Rules of Order in Toplin English. Parliamentary procedure is often intimidating because it uses specialized terminology and a strict sequence of actions, which can make even basic participation feel difficult. Zimmerman reduces that barrier by explaining the rules in direct language that readers can apply immediately during meetings. This matters because a rule is only useful if people can recognize it, remember it, and use it under pressure. Rather than treating parliamentary procedure as a theoretical system, the book reframes it as a practical communication tool. Readers learn not only what the rules mean, but how to phrase motions, respond to procedural situations, and understand what is happening on the floor. That clarity is the book's defining strength and the main reason it appeals to beginners and experienced meeting participants alike. Secondly, a practical framework for motions. Amendments, debate, and voting. Zimmerman focuses on the core mechanisms that actually shape a meeting motions, amendments, debate, and voting. These are the moments when order can easily break down if participants do not know the process. The book explains how motions enter discussion, how amendments modify them, and how voting resolves them within a recognized hierarchy of procedure. This is not just a matter of formality. Clear rules help protect fairness by ensuring that everyone has an equal opportunity to be heard, and that decisions follow an agreed structure rather than personal momentum or confusion. The book is especially useful because it presents these procedures in a sequence that reflects real meeting behavior, helping readers understand the relationship between one action and the next. By making procedural steps easy to follow, Zimmerman gives readers a functional model for keeping discussions focused and decisions legitimate. Thirdly, using charts, summaries, and sample dialogues as learning tools, the book stands out not only for what it explains but also for how it teaches. Instead of relying only on dense prose, Zimmerman uses summaries, outlines, charts, and sample dialogues to show procedural rules in context. This is important because parliamentary procedure is easiest to learn when readers can see the relationship between rule and action. Charts help condense complex sequences into a visual form, while sample dialogues show the exact kind of language a chair or member might use in a live meeting. That practical format lowers the learning curve and makes the book useful as both a study guide and a quick reference. It also reflects an understanding that meetings move quickly, so readers often need instant guidance rather than long explanations. The result is a book that supports both learning and application, which is a key reason it has remained popular as a concise handbook. Fourthly, why authoritative procedure matters for fairness and order in organizations. Zimmerman treats parliamentary procedure as more than a set of technical rules. In the book, it is presented as a system for maintaining fairness, order, and efficiency in organized group decision-making. That perspective is important because meetings often involve competing priorities, strong opinions, and time constraints. A common procedure gives participants a predictable structure, which reduces confusion and helps prevent domination by the most assertive voices. The book also emphasizes that when an organization adopts Robert's Rules, the same basic procedures apply consistently across different settings. This consistency gives members confidence that decisions are not arbitrary. Zimmerman's authoritative background strengthens this point. Since the book is not merely a simplified summary, but a guided interpretation from a professional parliamentarian, the emphasis on fairness and consistency makes the book especially relevant to nonprofit boards, committees, and formal associations where procedural legitimacy matters. Lastly, modernizing Robert's Rules for electronic meetings and internet use. The second edition updates the classic framework of parliamentary procedure for more contemporary meeting environments. By including material on electronic meetings and internet usage, the book acknowledges that formal decision-making is no longer limited to face-to-face assemblies. This update is significant because procedure must adapt to the medium without losing its core purpose. Whether a meeting happens in person or online, participants still need clear rules for recognition, motion handling, debate, and voting. By addressing these newer formats, Zimmerman keeps the guide relevant for organizations that rely on virtual participation or digital communication. This modern angle also distinguishes the book from older procedural manuals that assume a traditional meeting room. The updated content shows that orderly governance can extend into changing technologies while preserving the same principles of clarity, fairness, and control. In conclusion, Robert's Rules in Plain English is best suited for people who need a reliable introduction to parliamentary procedure or a practical refresher on how formal meetings work. Board members, committee chairs, nonprofit officers, association leaders, and anyone who regularly participates in structured decision-making will benefit from its direct explanations and usable examples. Its value is not in exhaustive legal detail, but in helping readers act confidently in real meetings. That makes it especially helpful for people who find the official Robert's Rules of Order too dense or difficult to navigate on the spot. What distinguishes this book from many similar guides is its combination of authority and accessibility. Zimmerman does not merely simplify the subject. She organizes it so that readers can actually use it during a meeting, with support from charts, outlines, sample dialogues, and updated coverage of electronic formats. In a category where many books are either too technical or too superficial, this one occupies a useful middle ground, practical enough for immediate use, but grounded enough to be trusted as a procedural guide. If you would like to support Doris P. Zimmerman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.